This is North Shore Today for Thursday, December 1, 2016, the 61st anniversary of the day that Rosa Parks refused to sit in the back of a Montgomery, Alabama bus, defying the South's segregationist laws. Julie Manganis writes in today's Salem News, as promised, members of the Federal Street Neighborhood Association in Salem have gone to court to challenge a zoning change that was made to accommodate the expansion of the F.W. Webb Plumbing Supply Warehouse. The appeal, filed in Salem Superior Court, alleges the City Council's vote to change the zoning in the area from a specially designated North River Canal corridor and a residential zone to a business wholesale zone was done solely to accommodate the business plan to expand into the adjacent Universal Steel lot. The 46-page complaint says the B4 rezoning of the Webb lot and Universal lot was not in accordance with impartial or sound planning principles or a well-considered plan for the site and/or the public welfare. The complaint alleges multiple violations of due process and public hearing requirements, that the city solicitor's opinion on the issue is not accurate or relevant, and even that the process used to sell the city lot is in violation of public bidding laws. The project would include a 16,000-square-foot expansion on Webb's own land use and use the former Universal Steel site for parking, deliveries, and outdoor storage. Objections also included environmental concerns, lost parking, and the character of the area, which the opponents say has evolved from a mostly industrial area to a primarily residential one. Of course, more on this story by Julie Manganis in today's Salem News. Salem is considering a council order supporting sanctuary city status, but two of the city's leaders have not endorsed it. Bill Newell reports.
The mayor and police chief are holding off on their support for what has become a controversial proposal to establish Salem as a sanctuary city. On today's front page of the Salem News, in a story written by Paul Layton, he continues to write, "The proposed ordinance shared on Facebook by City Councilor David Epley on Tuesday would prohibit all city employees, including police, from assisting in the enforcement of civil federal immigration law. On Wednesday, Mayor Kim Driscoll and Police Chief Mary Butler said that they support creating a welcoming atmosphere for immigrants, but are not sure the sanctuary city concept proposed by Epley is the right way to achieve that goal. Quote, I took an oath of office. I need to uphold all the laws, Driscoll said. We have concerns about whether or not this ordinance would comply with federal law. The proposed ordinance would establish Salem as, quote, a city and sanctuary for peace, unquote. Police would be prohibited from assisting, cooperating with federal immigration officials on investigations, detentions, or arrests related to violations of civil federal immigration laws. The prohibition does not apply when dealing with a person of interest in a criminal investigation, Epley said. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Salem News. I'm Bill Newell for MSO News Sports, North Shore Today. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you very much. Gayla Colley writes on itemlive.com, the Reverend Andrew Bushell wants to turn the former Marion Court College in Swampscott, also known as White Court, into a monastery. Bushell, a Marblehead native, is executive chairman of St. Paul's Foundation, a monastic institution of the monks of Mount Athos in Greece, a church, not a nonprofit. Its foundational documents are the letters of St. Paul the Apostle to the various churches of the world. He's quoted as saying, should we decide to complete the purchase of the Marion Court property, I would also be the superior of the new monastic community dedicated to Our Lady of Consolation, which is one of the holy names of the Mother of God and perhaps the most famous miracle-working icon on Mount Athos. Marion Court College, located at 35 Littles Point Road, closed in June 2015 because of financial difficulties. The current owners, the Sisters of Mercy, who purchased the property in 1954, held a public forum in Swampscott in October 2015, where several ideas were presented for potential reuse of the property, which they intend to sell. White Court was built in 1859. More on that story on itemlive.com by Gayla Colley. Gail McCarthy writes in the Gloucester Times, Cape Ann has close connections to two major films now being released across the country. Loving, whose producers include Rockport native Sarah Green, and Manchester by the Sea, filmed in the Cape Ann town of the same name. Both films are getting Oscar buzz and high marks from critics, and both can be reviewed on this side of the bridge. And let me say, they can be viewed on this side of the bridge, and I suppose you could review it too. On Tuesday, Manchester by the Sea was named Best Film by the National Board of Review, and Kenneth Lonergan won Best Original Screenplay for his tale of love and loss. Casey Affleck won Best Actor, and Lucas Hedges won Best Breakthrough Performance. Cape Ann audiences who are patrons of Gloucester Stage will recall Lonergan's play This Is Our Youth, which had a three-week run in 2013. John Williams, owner of Gloucester Cinema at 74 Essex Avenue, announced this week that he secured rights to screen Manchester by the Sea on the Gloucester side of the bridge. He said he was able to obtain one of the few prints available to movie houses in the United States to show the locally made movie. And Cape Ann Cinema and Stage has broken its box office records, showing Loving, a true story about a couple of the same name who were jailed after they broke a Virginia law when a white man married a black woman in the 1950s. The film follows their journey to achieve marriage equality in a Supreme Court decision. This is MSO News Sports and North Shore Today.